A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, retold by Sheila Lynn and Ken Methold. Chapter 1. Humbug. Marley was dead. There is no doubt whatever about that. The statement of his burial was signed by the necessary people. Even Scrooge signed it, and Scrooge's name was good for anything he put his hand to. Scrooge and Marley were partners for I don't know how many years. Scrooge was his only heir, his only friend, and the only person who was sorry to see him dead. And even Scrooge was not very saddened by his death, for he was a good businessman, and Marley's death had not hurt his business in any way. It is important to remember that Marley was dead, completely dead. If you forget that, the story I am going to tell won't have anything interesting about it. Scrooge never painted out Marley's name over the door of their offices. It stayed there for years after his death. The business was known as Scrooge and Marley. Sometimes people called him Scrooge, and sometimes they called him Marley. He answered to both names. It was all the same to him. Scrooge was a mean man who made his employees work harder than most employers. He was as hard as a stone. He loved money, and only money. He could not get enough of it, and he never gave any of it away. He was the least generous of men. He was so mean that he would not spend any money to heat the office. It was ice cold in winter. There was even ice on his hair. And as a man, he was as cold inside as he was outside. Wherever he went, he took this coldness with him. There was no wind colder than Scrooge. Nobody liked him. Nobody stopped him in the street and said, "My dear Scrooge, how are you? Well, I hope. You must come and visit me soon." No one even asked him the time. He was too mean to give anyone the time. When children saw him coming, they ran away. Even the dogs of the blind men pulled their masters out of his way. Scrooge did not care. He liked people to keep out of his way. He did not care that no one wanted to speak to him and that he had no friends. He cared only about his money. Once upon a time, of all the good days in the year, on Christmas Eve, old Scrooge was busy in his office. It was cold, biting weather. There was fog, and it was difficult to see in the streets. The time was only a little after 3 in the afternoon, but it was already dark outside, and there were candles burning in all the nearby offices. People walking in the streets were finding it difficult to keep warm. Scrooge kept open the door of his own office so that he could see what his clerk was doing. Scrooge had only a small fire in his office, but the fire in his clerk's office was even smaller. His clerk could not put more coal on it because Scrooge kept all the coal in his own room. The clerk's office was so cold that he had to try to warm himself by putting his hands around the candle on his desk. He tried to imagine that this made him warmer, but as he was a man of little imagination, he stayed cold. "A happy Christmas, Uncle! God save you!" cried a happy voice. It was the voice of Scrooge's nephew, who came into the office so quickly he surprised Scrooge.
"Bah!" said Scrooge. "Humbug!"
Scrooge's nephew had been walking so quickly that he was not cold. He was a handsome, red-faced young man with happy eyes.
"How can you say that Christmas is a humbug, Uncle?" Scrooge's nephew said. "You don't mean that, I'm sure."
"I do," said Scrooge. "Happy Christmas! What reason have you to be happy?
you're poor enough." "But why are you not happy?" replied the nephew gaily. "What reason have you to be sad? You're rich enough." Scrooge, having no better answer ready, just said, "Bah!" again, and followed it up with, "Humbug!"
"Don't be angry, uncle," said the nephew.
"What else can I be," replied his uncle, "when I live in such a world of fools as this? Happy Christmas! What's Christmas time to you? It's just a time for paying bills without having any money to pay them, a time when you realize you are a year older, but not an hour richer. If I could have my way, every fool who goes about with Happy Christmas on his lips should be cooked with his own pudding and buried with a piece of holly through his heart. He should."
"But, uncle," cried his nephew.
"Nephew," Scrooge said angrily, "keep Christmas in your own way, and let me keep it in mine. Christmas won't do you any good. It's never done me any good either."
"I don't expect Christmas to do me any good," the nephew said. "It's a time for doing good for others. It's a sacred time when we remember what it means. It's the one time of the year when people open their hearts to wish one another happiness. Christmas has never put money into my pocket, but it has made me rich in other ways. In that way, it has done me good and will do me good, and I say, God bless it." The clerk clapped his hands. He was so pleased by what the nephew had said. Scrooge turned to him.
"If I hear another sound from you," said Scrooge, "you'll lose your job."
He turned back to his nephew.
"You're a strong speaker," he said. "I'm surprised you don't go into Parliament."
"Don't be angry, uncle. Come and have dinner with us tomorrow."
"No," Scrooge said. "I have no wish to visit you or eat your food."
"But why not?" asked Scrooge's nephew. "Why not?"
"Why did you get married?" was Scrooge's answer.
"Because I fell in love."
"What a foolish thing to do," Scrooge said. "Good afternoon."
"But, uncle, you never gave that as a reason for not coming to visit me before I married. Why give it as a reason for not coming now?"
"Good afternoon," said Scrooge again.
"I want nothing from you," the nephew said. "Why can't we be friends?"
"Good afternoon," said Scrooge yet again.
"I am sorry to find you like this," the nephew said. "So I will say no more, except to wish you a happy Christmas, uncle."
"Good afternoon," said Scrooge for the last time.
His nephew left the room without an angry word, but stopped to wish the clerk a happy Christmas. The clerk wished him one also.
"There's another fool," Scrooge said. "A clerk with 15 shillings a week and a wife and family. How can he talk about a happy Christmas? They're all fools."